Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
So to set the stage again, I've completely given up on the idea that I'm ever going to become best friends with a raccoon. Haven't seen one in well over a year. So it's Saturday night. I'm sitting around. I got a fire pit going out in the backyard. And I'm eating pizza and I'm wildly drunk.
And like, this is last night.
This is, Saturday.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, I thought you said you were going to get back on the horse. I'm thinking, oh, no, yeah. He's not.
Oh, this was right in the middle. In fact, this was the day before my realization that I had just been eating and drinking like an absolute monster. Like this. So this is like peak. Like that whole Saturday, I ate from when I woke up, let's go like 8:30 in the morning, till probably 1:30 to 2 at night. I don't think there was an hour where I wasn't shoving something in my face.
So much for intermittent fasting, huh?
Right? You ever have one of those days? Like I
usually don't go that crazy. There are days sometimes where I'll go to like Market of Choice or New Seasons or Zupan's and get myself like a lot of small things because they have all those little pasta salads and
yeah.
You can get a sandwich or you can get like the pre-made this or that. And I'll just kind of pick at stuff throughout the day. But there's not a day normally where every hour I'm eating, no.
Well, I woke up and there was just a bunch of, like, still holiday leftovers, Thanksgiving leftovers that were still out. And then, like, I took my kids out and we went to, one of those Big Al's type places. And so we ate there. And then I came home and my lady friend had some friends over and she had got pizza. And so there was pizza there. It was just, like, at every turn, there was something new and delicious. I'm like, well, I haven't eaten you yet. Let's just go ahead and do this. So I get the fire going outside, and now I've been out there for several hours, and I'm well in the bag at this point. And I'm just kind of...
It must take you a lot to get really drunk, too.
Oh, yeah.
Especially if you're eating that much. You must have put down a ton of liquor.
It was You can say it was impressive, but you can say it was a cry for help. Sometimes they're two sides of the same coin. It was a little rough. So I'm feeling quite comfortable at this point. And I'm sitting there in my chair. I got the fire going, which, by the way, I probably shouldn't be in charge of the fire. But at this point, I'm burning just anything that'll burn. I'm throwing pizza boxes in there, just whatever. It's just that I've got this just ungodly roaring fire going. And out of nowhere, I see something out of the corner of my eye on the fence. And it's like I could reach out and touch this thing. And all of a sudden I turn and there it is, face to face with me. After like a year and a half absent, there's the raccoon.
Maybe the raccoon said, man, he's loaded. He'll never remember this. Let me go say hi now.
And I'm like, what is happening right now? So now I'm trying to control because I want to just jump up and run after it and do like a of mice and men, like Lemmy thing, like, come here, be my friend. Which would probably lead to it jumping on my face and just biting the hell out of me. So I'm trying to just like keep it together at this point. And by the way, my lady friend, her friends that are over have no idea that I have this obsession with raccoons. So they're like, oh my God, it's a raccoon. And I'm now yelling at them to shut up. I'm getting ready to assault them. I'm like, you don't ruin this for me. Just sit down. No one make any sudden movements. And there, she's now trying to explain to them that this is like a big deal for me. And so the raccoon starts making its way along the fence line. And I'm like, no, come back. Like, what are you doing? And so now I'm throwing things at the raccoon because I got a piece of pizza in my hand and it's all I can think of.
So you're like ripping little pieces off?
Yeah.
And I'm like, throw the entire slice?
No, I'm like ripping it in pieces and I'm throwing it at the raccoon, who now just assumes that I'm now just throwing things at it.
Yeah, you're scaring it away.
So it makes its way into the big tree and it just disappears. And I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, this now I'm heartbroken. But I know that it's in the tree. So what is my response? I go back inside and I come back out with another slice of pizza and just a grip of ham. That was what was left out. I just reached in and grabbed like a giant hunk of ham. And so now I go outside and I begin to just start littering the tree with pizza and ham. I'm just throwing it up into bushes. I'm climbing up on the ladder and strategically placing.
Climbing up on the ladder?
Yeah, I had to go get a ladder.
Boy.
So that I'm strategically placing the sweaty meats and the pizza throughout the tree. And now people are just randomly throwing out, well, I think they like bananas. So now I'm going in and getting bananas, and I'm putting bananas on the branches like you would a hot dog on a roasting stick. And by the way, this tree is in my neighbor's yard.
Also, what time is this at night?
It's about 11, 1130 at night.
So somewhat, well, they're all sleeping at this point. But if you had non-old neighbors, they'd be looking going, is this guy on drugs?
Yeah.
What is he seeing right now?
I'm terrified.
How much salvia did he just take?
That lady who next door to me, who I do hate, if she would have looked out her window, she would have seen me, three sheets to the wind, on a ladder, yes, placing meats, pizza, and bananas in her tree. Because the tree is on her side. It just, it hangs over into mine. All, and it's, and this, you know, it's a big, you know, 100, 150-foot evergreen. It's this massive tree. And so I cut.
So the raccoon could be anywhere.
Yeah. And I've cut down most of the low hanging branches because of the fire pit that's over there. So I'm up in a ladder now placing things. And as I'm placing all of these things, now I'm standing up on the ladder still, I'm placing them. What makes an appearance? But I see its little head coming around the corner. The raccoon is back.
And it's eating your food?
And it's just staring at me.
Oh.
And I'm like, I don't know what to do. I don't know whether to get down off the ladder or not. But I'm like, okay.
Where is it now? Is it still in the tree?
It's still in the tree.
Okay.
It's up on the tree, and it's taking a look at what I have going on.
Your peace offering.
My peace offering. So I'm trying to lure it down with the pizza. And I get off the ladder. It comes down.
By the way, folks out there, don't drink and climb ladders. Okay.
Oh,
very,
no.
Very dangerous.
It's fantastic.
Not fantastic. Very dangerous.
No.
Good
no,
for
no,
the
no.
story, though.
The raccoon comes down, and I see it grab the pizza, and it drops the pizza. And it's getting, and now the pizza is like right at my feet, and the raccoon is debating whether or not to go down on the ground. I've got this all on video, by the way. I didn't video it because I was way too shaky at this point, but other people are videoing this, and the raccoon comes down to my fence line, and I'm like, oh my God. It's going to come down and it's going to take the pizza from me. So now I grab the pizza off the ground and I'm holding it. And this raccoon is debating whether or not to come down and eat my pizza. And what do I see up in the tree? Two more raccoons. There's three of them.
It's a little family.
There's three of them. And next thing I know, the one raccoon did not come down to take the pizza from me. It decided against it and went back up into the tree. But I sat there. Drunk as can be, and for a good solid 30 minutes, the raccoons just had an absolute field day with the bananas and sweaty meats and pizza that I left throughout the tree. It might have been the greatest 30 minutes of my life.
So you think now they'll come back and expect treats?
This is my hope, but the universe may be screwing with me. So I put this all in the tree. They come down, and I mean, they are so close to me. And there were two or three times where I thought they were going to take it out of my hand. Like I was holding it up, and they never did come close enough because there was plenty of in the tree.
With their cute little paws, and they put it in their mouth. Aww.
And I'm telling you, if you've never seen ham and pizza littered in a tree, it's quite the sight. And it wasn't
like a Christmas tree of food.
Yeah, and it wasn't like I had just like one or two pieces. The entire tree is just loaded up. That poor lady, if she came out the next morning, is like, what the hell happened to my tree? So they finished eating, and then they just disappeared back up into the tree. And I was like, well, this is the beginning, right? Like this, they're going to come back every single night now because they know that the tree has food. I have gone out every night since to leave offerings. Have not seen one since.
So it's been multiple nights.
Multiple nights.
Now,
Sunday.
Did you do any research? How long can raccoons go on one meal? Because you fed them a lot.
I did.
They may not be very hungry.
I did. Like, I think they had a half a pound of ham and probably, and by the way, it was good pizza too.
If you killed them?
It was pizza shoals. It was not.
That,
like,
is the best, in my opinion, in the city.
Yeah, so there those raccoons should
Look
know.
Look at you wasting a pizza shoals on raccoons.
Yeah, the friends that were over, they're like, you realize that's like a $40 pizza. I'm like, you shut the hell up.
This is the only chance I'm ever going to have again.
Little do those people know that I would have kicked them out had they been the ones that shooed away the raccoons. So now I'm very excited that after a year-long hiatus, Operation Best Friend is back in full swing. It's better than ever, but now I'm a little sad that it's been several days and there hasn't been a single sighting. And unfortunately, the meat and the pizza is still in the tree. Because I went back to the old, I'm like, hey, they liked the ham and pizza. It's still sitting up in the tree, which also I think kind of hilarious, because if you go into my backyard, you will see a tree that's littered with pizza and ham. And I'm hoping that that's all it is that they're roaming around the neighborhood, but that they will return to the tree. I don't know if they live there. I don't know if this is the same raccoon family that I saw before, if they've moved through. But if that's all I get is that one brief encounter, while it is glorious, it's going to break my heart again. I feel like the universe owes this to me at this point, to bring me that close to my best friend and then have it taken away after one night. Because you hear stories from people that, like, if you feed them, they'll keep coming back and they know they can get a free meal every single night.
The average raccoon can live for about a week without food or water. So I'd say give yourself until, probably not a week because that would be them starving, but give yourself until like tomorrow or Thursday and see if maybe they return, because you fed them a lot.
Yes.
And also, they're not used to eating meat. They're more plant-based. They're opportunistic eaters, as the website just told me.
Yeah.
You fed them a lot of meat and you fed them bread and cheese and sauce and whatever topping was on top of it.
That's all I had.
I assume you did not have vegetables on this pizza.
Well, no. How are you supposed to put vegetables into a tree?
Well, I said on the pizza.
No,
pizza.
No.
Like if there was like an onion or pepper or something on
it. It was
there.
Like a truffle pizza. I did remove.
Ah, yes, truffles.
I did remove the jalapenos.
You gave them the fanciest pizza humanly possible.
I did. And I got rid of the jalapenos because I thought that they would be a little much for their tiny raccoon tummies.
Maybe.
So I was smart. Yeah, like,
give yourself a couple days. Now, I think the problem is that you may have to be drunk again at night to do it. Because they need to think you're not a threat. Because you're just sitting there, like, probably moving around all weird. And they're like, what's this human doing? So you got to get loaded.
So every night I need to get a raging, unsafe bonfire and get wildly drunk.
Yes, and that's the only time they will show up for you. And you have to feed them ham again.
Mm. And pizza shoals.
And a pizza shoals, yes. Stop by on the way home and pick it up.
I am just so giddy that I have not even thought about Operation Best Friend in well over a year. Like, occasionally we'll be outside and someone will be like, hey, remember when the rat? I'm like, yeah, don't bring it up. It
makes me depressed.
It does. It makes me depressed. And now that I've had this experience, while I'm very excited about the prospect of Operation Best Friend, I also feel like this is about to be my greatest heartbreak that I've ever known, because it's so close. Mike, its little paws were reaching out for the pizza slice.
But they never grabbed it.
I was holding it up. It was like 8 inches away. It thought about it, and it couldn't bring itself to trust me to come down and get the pizza. So very close.
I will
close.
Say, I think that if they do not return by Thursday, maybe Friday, I think you did not obtain Operation Best Friend, but you did complete Operation Feed Some Raccoons.
Yes, and that's cool, but this isn't about feeding raccoons. This is about Operation Best Friend and me naming a raccoon, namely the Hamburglar, and having it be my best friend and eventually it hanging out in the hot tub with me.
Well, what would you name its family then? The Hamburglar is one good name, but what about the other two?
I haven't figured out the others yet. I didn't expect there to be more than one. I was happy with just the one. But now all of a sudden there's at least three in the tree. And that's the other thing, is I don't know, because it's such a high up tree.
Do you name the other two Ronald McDonald and Grimace?
Well, Grimace definitely should be one.
Maybe just Ronald.
Ronald, Ron.
Ron Grimace and the Hamburglar.
I'm assuming that one of them is female, right? There's got to be one lady up there.
Well, is Grimace a male name?
I think Grimace is... Yeah, Grimace is a dude, or is Grimace...
Well, Grimace is a thing.
He's a thing. But a Grimace... Yeah, Grimace is a dude.
You can name it Miss Grimace.
Miss Grimace and the Hamburglar?
Yeah.
One of them's going to be Mayor McCheese.
You should name one after ham as well. Not just the Hamburglar, but something like the King of Ham, something like that.
And the best part is, too, that my dogs were livid because I wouldn't let any of the dogs outside. They were all just sitting at the sliding glass door, just pissed. Because, you know, when we go outside, they like to go out to the fire pit and they lay around the fire. So my dogs currently are a bit miffed at me. And I understand, but I hope the dogs realize that they're this close to being replaced. The raccoon says the word, every one of my dogs gone.
I did pull up the McDonald's characters because I didn't know all of them.
Yeah.
Birdie the early bird is one.
Oh, there you go.
Also, Officer Big Mac. That's a great raccoon name.
Well, there you go. I got Mayor McCheese, Officer Big Mac, and the Hamburglar living in my big evergreen right now.
There you go.
I'm waiting for my neighbor to come by and be like, are you throwing meat into my tree? And be like, I don't know what happened there. It wasn't me.
It was raining meat.
Some sort of apocalyptic plague.
It was weird. Just over the tree, though. It's very strange.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.